When we think of miracles, we usually think about the ones that happen on a personal level, such as when God intervenes in a way that amazes us. Sometimes it's a miracle of healing, at other times a miraculous provision, like when someone suddenly gets a check for the exact amount that they needed. But if we accept the idea that miracles happen, or that they can happen, and sometimes do happen, we ask the question, why do they happen to some people and not to others? I don't have the answer to that question, but I do trust God's sovereignty and wisdom. But let's look at the great miracle worker, the one who walked on water, raised the dead, healed the lame, cured the sick. The Bible tells us in John chapter 2 and verse 11, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him." One of the reasons that Jesus did miracles was to manifest his glory. Jesus wanted people to know that he was indeed the Son of God. In John chapter 2 and verse 23 says this, "When he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did." Miracles, like most of the things that Jesus said or did, stirred up a division among the people. In John chapter 9 and verse 16, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not of God, because he keeps not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. Then gathered the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees a council, and said, "What do we do? For this man does many miracles." He had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not. We find in John chapter 12 and 37 that many believed not because he did miracles. In chapter 2, we find out that others believed when they saw miracles. The works of Christ has always brought a division, and likewise today. Today, when God performs a miracle, there are those who would discredit the miracle, try to explain it away, try to say that you've been deceived. They know that if they admit that God is still performing miracles today, that they would be a liar, because for years they've taught God no longer performs the miracles. So to admit that God has performed the miracle for you or your family or your loved ones would be to admit that they have been lying all of this time. So to protect themselves, they try to explain away the miracles that God has performed, therefore robbing him of the glory that God is due. Friend, if you're willing to rob God of the glory of his works, how sad is it? In the 10th chapter of John, the Jews came to him and said, "If you be the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus' reply to them was, "I have told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name. They bear witness of me." The works that Jesus did, which is the miracles that he did, bear witness that Jesus was indeed the Son of God. He says, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sakes." These miracles that Jesus did pointed all of those who saw those miracles to the Father. Jesus was not here to do his own thing. He was here to do the will of the Father. Jesus said, "The same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me." The Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.